As significant legislation goes throughout history on the congressional level, how do you feel this compares?
It's really some of the most far-sweeping changes in health care. They've tried to do the whole kitchen sink. They've tried to increase quality, expand health care coverage, control rising cost. Some of those are contradictory goals, but there are thousands of provisions in there aimed at little tweaks throughout the entire health care system.
Now, one aim of the legislation is, as you just mentioned, to rein in health care costs. Do you believe that goal can be achieved?
You know, there's so many variables. I'm not sure what's going to happen. It's hard to predict. I think in the short term, premiums might go up a little bit, but there are some factors in there for keeping premiums down over time so that the insurance companies can't make as much of a profit. If everybody, you know, there's the philosophy that if everybody's paying a little, then nobody's paying a lot, that, you know, many hands make light work.
Okay, let's dig into your book, which is aimed at Kentucky employers who are beginning to pour through those many pages and try to get their arms around this whole thing themselves. And what are the most significant ways the Affordable Care Act is impacting those employers?
Beginning in 2015, the employers, large employers, are going to have to purchase insurance for their employees. This is called the employer mandate, or sometimes people call it the pay or play mandate, because employers are either going to have to play in the insurance market or pay a penalty. So the large employers need to start looking now because and see how that's going to affect them next year when it goes into effect.
And what would you say for those employers out there, Kentucky? We're talking Kentucky employers, but this applies, of course, nationwide. What are the most difficult challenges in the short term? Would that be one of them?
In the short term, it will be to do the calculations to see, you know, whether or not it's more efficient to pay the penalty or to provide the coverage for their employees. And then you can't factor in only that. You have to look at employee satisfaction as well. If you don't offer insurance, will you lose employees? So employers have to take a look at those factors to make sure that the coverage that they're offering is going to be acceptable coverage and that they don't have to pay any penalties.
We often hear that this, for a lot of small businesses, this is going to hurt. Is that a reasonable fear?
For businesses that have 50 or fewer full-time employees, there's no effect at all. They're not required to provide health insurance. I think I've seen statistics that about half of those businesses provide it, but a lot don't already. It's the larger employers that this is really going to impact. That is defined as someone who employs 50 or more full-time employees, and a full-time employee is someone who works 30 hours or more a week. That's not usually how we think of a full-time employee. We usually think of 40 hours. Some companies define full-time as 37 and a half, some as 35. So thinking of full-time as 30 hours is a different mindset. And then once you do that calculation, once you figure out whether you have 50 or more full-time employees, then you have to look at providing coverage that is affordable for the employees and meets acceptable levels of coverage, basically what people think of as a bronze level plan.